I'm Sue O'Brien for Thompson Today. Joining me today is Devin Rich-Kuhn, the Munn Cup coordinator, here to share some details about this year's event. Welcome, Devin.
Hello.
Devin, I'm sure you've got lots on your plate with getting ready for this year's tournament. What are some of the things you're responsible for as the coordinator?
Some of my responsibilities just to oversee the overall event, from bringing the teams in, sending invitations. There's a great team that does the decorations, the timekeeping, the selling of merchandise, and all the other events that take place throughout the weekend.
And how long have you been involved with the Munn Cup and Thompson Minor Hockey?
This will be my fifth year in a row in Munn Cup, as I've had three kids come through it. This will be my final year of Munn Cup. And I've been involved with Thompson Minor Hockey for 10 plus years, plus being on the board for the last few years.
Very much a hockey parent.
Yes, very busy.
With this being a very significant anniversary for the Munn Cup, the 50th, is that being celebrated in a special way?
What we're trying to do this year is we're trying to go with a retro theme. Some of the teams have gone out and got some older jerseys to wear throughout the weekend. We got a retro crest 50th that we'll be advertising and showcasing throughout the weekend. We're also looking at maybe getting an alumni game going, as there's still some things in the works. So it's we're going retro with this one.
An anniversary that long ago, 50th, that's pretty retro.
Absolutely.
So how many teams will be attending this year?
So this year we'll have 17 teams in total, 13 from out of town. Teams from Flin Flon, the Paw, Norrie House, Cross Lake, Wobodon, Grand Rapids, Snow Lake, Swan River. One of the newest team to enter the tournament this year will be a team from Tisdale, Saskatchewan, known as the Northeast Wolfpack.
Is that the usual number of teams coming?
That's average. I believe last year we were up to 19. We're trying to go 20 plus this year, so we're a little shy on the number we wanted, but this is about normal.
And is there a chance that anybody can still get in, another team can get in, or has the deadline come and gone?
Yeah, we're getting to the end here. No one has reached out. I have tried to make some last minute push to get more teams, but I think this is our number, and by now we're kind of at the end here.
When does the hockey action start for the tournament?
This year will start Friday, February 14th, and the puck drops at 10 a.m., and that will run right through until Sunday night when the Munn Cup finals take place.
Okay, and when does the big game for the Munn Cup take place? What time on Sunday?
Right now, as the draw is still kind of finalized, but the target is for about 5:45 on Sunday.
There are some other trophies that the players are vying for. What are those, and who are they awarded to?
We have six trophies that we hand out. We start with the Mitenko Cup, and the Crockett go to your first place A team and the third place A team. We have the Timmins and the McMunn in Yates, which is part of our B division. And then we have the Lamontang and, of course, Munn Cup going to the double A teams, first place and third.
I know that the Thompson businesses have always supported the Munn Cup. It's a big draw. It gets lots of people into town as well, and so they're using our services, so it's nice that the local guys are sponsoring this. So who are some of the event's biggest sponsors? I'm sure you want to give them a shout out and acknowledge them.
Yeah, absolutely. Without sponsors, it makes it hard to put on an event like this. Major sponsors of ET Blades and Doug Source for Sports are two of the biggest ones we have. We also have other ones. Broken Homes is doing some of the Game Star Awards, as well as we've had Design Trail create some new banners this year for us, and many, many more, that the list goes on.
And just a big shout out to them and thank them all for participating in some ways, big and small.
Absolutely. It's a big shout out and a big thank you to all the sponsors.
And a huge event like this needs lots of volunteers too. So are you set for that, or could you use a few more hands?
Oh no, we'll be looking for more volunteers. We have our core people who oversee all the parts of the tournament, but we're always looking for timekeepers, people to work the doors, work the tables, 50-50. We're always looking for volunteers.
If somebody is looking to get involved, if they're going to be around here on that long weekend, what's the best way for them to do that?
They could actually just drop me an email, and my email address is muntcup@gmail.com. If they would like to take part on that, I'm always around the rink as well. If anybody knows me, they can reach out and step up and volunteer throughout the weekend.
Oh, that's excellent. And so, Devin, I'll let you give our listeners one last reminder of when and where the 50th Annual Munn Cup takes place.
So this big event, the 50th Annual Munn Cup, is going to take place February 14th to the 16th. The puck drops Friday at 10 a.m. and we'll run right through the weekend, ending Sunday night at the TRCC in the Gordon Beard and CA Nesbitt Arena.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Devin. Good luck with the tournament and all the planning, and I'm sure it's going to be another memorable event for everybody who's playing, and I'm sure everybody's excited to see what the outcome will be.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Sue O'Brien.